Legal 112, this is your podcast for week number 3. And for week number 3, we are going to dive into federal law and have a little practice with federal law. So read the text chapter. Next week, we're going to focus on Illinois. This week, we're going to have a little ride through federal law. Read the text chapter before you listen to this podcast, and then listen to the podcast all the way through. Essentially, you're going to have this podcast for 2 weeks because Illinois is not any different in what we're going to do next week when it comes to the statutes and case law expectations, or statute expectations in particular. Then that's our major focus of this week. We're going to start off with you looking for one of the amendments of the United States Constitution. You're going to find that amendment. You're going to tell us what it says specifically. You're going to tell us what it says in your own words, paraphrase it, and provide your own interpretation. And you're going to provide the citation using the citation resources. You're then going to determine if there are any federal statutes that seek to or that are relative to that subject matter of that amendment, and I'll just give you a hint right now, there are. And you're going to focus on the two most recent, and then you know you're going to go and take a look at those statutes. You can look at other things on the internet, secondary sources, to be able to understand those statutes. And then you're going to provide a brief summary for the purpose and intent of the statute and use the citation resources provided to provide the correct citation. Part two of the assignment for this week, we're going to revisit a topic that we talked about last week, annotations. And so once you find the statute, you are going to page down to the annotations and you're going to search for a federal case that would apply to a case that resulted from an incident that occurred in Peoria, Illinois. And then you're going to give us a comprehensive summary of that case to include the facts, clear reference to the court's discussion, and the statute, and then the correct citation of the case. You're also going to give us a flow chart of how you found the case so we know how you ended up at that case. What did you do? What steps? And as we've referenced and talked about, this is where we're getting into the opportunity to kind of see that maybe there's a different way to get to the same resources. And so it's a good opportunity once you do your reviews of what other people found and posted for this week, how they ended up, where they ended up, and if it was different than how you ended up. Just part of the expectations in legal research. You're going to type your responses to parts 1 and 2 in an organized manner, and I would do that in Word or Google Docs, proofreading and double checking your work before you post it to the thread, no attachments, and it's the same deadlines. So this week, as I said, we're going to focus on federal law. Next week, when you also use this same podcast, you're going to focus on state law, Illinois law in particular, but I'm going to go through some things that talk about that. And initially, what I'm focused on, we start out looking at a U.S. Constitution, but I want to focus a little bit on statutes. The first thing I want to do is review how a bill becomes a law. Now, if you don't have any idea, I want you to Google, I am just a bill. I'm just a bill. It's a Schoolhouse Rocks video from the 1970s, maybe the 80s. You can find it on YouTube and watch it. You should know how a bill becomes a law, how we get a statute, You should know that because I think at least twice you've had a constitution test and you've had this presented to you multiple times over the courses of your 12 years of education prior to coming to college. But in any event, typically focusing on federal statutes, there's an idea that's introduced in the House and it becomes a bill. It becomes something for the House to consider. It gets assigned to a committee, the committee that handles that type of thing. It goes through the House Rules of Committee or the House Rules Committee after it goes through the committee. And then once it reaches being passed through the House Rules Committee, it's voted on by the House. If it passes the House, it goes to the Senate, where it's assigned to a committee. And then if it passes through that committee and the committee says, yeah, take it to the whole Senate, then the Senate votes on it. And if the Senate approves it, then it goes to the president. Now, if the House and the Senate versions are different, there's a conference committee where they try to work those things out. And if they're able to, then it goes to the president for signature. And essentially, it's the same process at the state. So in Springfield, we would have the same process absent that the signature is by the governor. Now, one thing to point out, too, is that the idea, the bill, you know, something can start in either the House of Representatives or the Senate or at the state level, same thing. Now, the other thing is, once we get these statutes, we're going to talk about citations, and you've seen examples of citations, federal citations, state citations of statutes. So the first thing is to review that federal statutes start out with a title, and it's a number. And so for my purposes, I'm going to reference 42 U.S.C. Section 1390. So the title is 42, the set or the volumes, United States Code. United States Code represents the official version of federal statutes. There's an abbreviation for the section number, and then the section number itself, 1390. And then you'll see different expectations for years of the code. There's a general assumption in pleadings that we see at the trial court level that the statute that you're citing is the current statute unless that statute has been changed. And you have to remember that statutes change. So you could have a circumstance where you have a statute that you're referencing and it's no longer completely that statute today. So you're referencing an older version of the statute. So at that point, you would reference the year and typically with an as effective at this time or some way introduce it and note that it's, you know, why you're citing that year. Now you see reference to the United States Code Service, USCS. And that's the unofficial version of the USC, of the United States Code. And the numbering is going to be the same. The S in the USCS, that indicates to us that you're looking at the unofficial version. Lexis gives you access to the unofficial version. We don't cite to USCS in our court documents. We just drop the S off and double check that the title and the section is correct. The USCS is available in Lexis and it provides a few extra features like history and ancillary laws and directives, CFR references, Code of Federal Regulations for those of you in administrative law, cross references, a research guide, interpretive notes, and decisions. So it has a little more material. And again, you'll get access to that in Lexis when you look up federal statutes. To locate federal or state statutes, there's three techniques. Number one is a descriptive word approach. What are the words that you think are relative to that statute? And as we've already discussed a couple times now, you're going to find that sometimes what you logically think is the word, and you're probably going to see that this week with our assignment, what you logically think would be the word that you're going to search for isn't the word. So as I've suggested, I always keep a pad of paper and then I start writing down the words I'm going to use. And if those words aren't successful, I cross them out, but I want a record of the words that I'm using. I don't want to have to come back and do my research. And as we've discussed, and I'll discuss over and over again, when you're out in practice, you don't always have an opportunity to sit down and complete your research at one time. You're going to get a client call, you're going to have to go to court, you're going to have to go talk to a lawyer or somebody else, and you're going to get interrupted. So you're not going to be able to come to do all your research at one sitting. You need to keep a record of or keep track of what you did and didn't do so you don't have to do it again. The client doesn't want to have to pay for you to do things four times because you're not organized. So be organized. The other is the title or topic approach. Now this is, and then the third is popular name. Now those are approaches that you're going to get better at as you get deeper into practice and you use the same laws or become familiar with the same laws and do the same types of things if you work in a particular area of the law. For instance, if you're doing divorce and child custody work, you're going to know the divorce and child custody statutes. So you're going to know the title, topic, the popular name. So you're going to know those things. But if you do know those things or somebody else or you in your secondary sources come across those titles or topics and popular names over and over again, then you can, of course, use that information to help you locate statutes. Most state codes share the following features. They have, and so I'm talking about the Illinois statutes. Illinois has, or the state codes have, the Constitution is part of the state code. Statutes are organized by subject matter, so that all of the corporation statutes, as an example, are grouped together, probate statutes grouped together, and so forth. The federal approach is similar. The federal rules of procedure, the federal appellate rules of procedure, federal rules of evidence, some of you have the evidence course or in it now, federal rules of criminal procedure, federal rules of civil procedure, you know, those are also available and out there. You can find those on the U.S. Courts website, just like for Illinois, you can find those things on the Illinois Courts website. We have similar rules for Illinois as those of you in civil litigation or those of you that take my CRJ 230 class know. Some tips for researching statutes. Number one, read. Read and review the entire scope of the entire statute governing whatever that topic is. Make sure that it's where you want to be, but then read it all. You can't just read a sentence or a paragraph. Read the whole thing. Generally, terms used in the act are defined at the beginning. Definitions are usually followed by the rules announced in the statute, and then by, if it's a penalty situation, penalties for violation of the statute, like in criminal statutes. You want to assume that each word in the statute is there for a purpose and that the words are to be given their plain meaning. Examine the cases that discuss the statute to determine how courts have interpreted the statute. Remember that it is the province of our courts to apply and interpret statutes and even strike down statutes as unconstitutional. Remember, there are statutes and administrative regulations for many of the things that you do, the things you need, the things you encounter in life. And you should also remember, courts and their decisions help us understand how a statute may apply in a given fact scenario. Use the court decisions to help you understand a statute that you happen to be researching. Annotations will be provided to direct you to cases interpreting the statutes, typically through the use of one sentence summary of the case and the case citation. There's extra features such as historical notes, library references, secondary sources, law journals, etc., that'll help you interpret the statute and the annotations. Now for Illinois, it's all of what I just said with these notes. First thing, citation references. Where we said the title, it's going to look a lot the same. The title is going to be a number. So I'm going to reference 735 ILCS section 5/210. ILCS replaced, if you think about when I just cited the United States Code, replaced United States Code. ILCS, you know from reading the citation documents that were provided to you, stands for Illinois Compiled Statutes. And as a matter of practice, ILCS is how it's cited, capital I, capital L, capital C, capital S, ILCS, Illinois Compiled Statutes. So it's the same sort of appearance, it's just that set, or instead of USC, it's ILCS. And you'll get used to that. The Illinois legislature has a website at ilga.gov, and that website has all of the code sections in there. So you could find 735 ILCS section 5/10 at that place. Now, I don't think you should avoid using the legislature's site to go and read the statute, but if you're going to try to understand it, you know, take that citation and then go either to, if you want to go to another secondary source, go to ICL and then see what ICL says in helping you explain. And ICL, remember, can also lead you to cases for that particular thing. Or you can go on to Lexis and plug that statute that you now know and you've read on the ILGA site, on the official legislative site. Illinois also has rules of procedure, Illinois codes of civil and criminal procedure, Illinois rules of evidence, Illinois Supreme Court rules, to tell us how we do things. And all of those are available on the web. So use your citation resources provided to get familiar and pass the differences between state and federal. But no, they're a lot the same as far as how a statute is developed, how we research the statute, the things we do to understand the statute, etc. Okay? Take your time, put in the time. Remember, this isn't getting easier. Eventually it will get easier, but you have to put in this time in these early weeks, the first times you're doing these things. And especially weeks 3 and 4, when you're getting a sort of ride through statutes, case law, you're doing multiple things that you'll have to do in research. That's the idea, to give you practice. You can't do these things without practice. So be patient. Deep inhales through your nose, strong exhales through your mouth. Be kind to yourself and put in the time. Don't expect it to be quick or easy. It will get quicker, it will get easier. That's your podcast for week number 3. If you need me, you know where to find me.